If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hey there, it's Victoria. I just want to share a mini episode every single week as I want to be there for you. We have had amazing nature-based educators each week sharing their outdoor classroom stories. So we're pulling some of the key elements from these interviews into these mini episodes. So I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see in a new way that feels like teaching outdoors is doable and that you are much closer than you think. And I want to show you that it's possible, one of my mini episodes, and I hope you like it. Nature is a great resource for inspiration, especially when getting children to write. Inspired by episode 95, today's mini episode digs deeper into the simple ways to introduce poetry to children in your outdoor classroom. We've got five different ways, and they include sharing and discussing poetry is number one. Two is reciting and acting out poems outdoors. Number three is writing poems in a sit spot outdoors. Number four is integrating poetry and photography into your nature-based lesson plans. And number five is choose a tree in your outdoor classroom and make a poetry tree. So what I want to do is I want to unpack these five ideas introducing poetry to kids. And one really great way to do that is to take a nature poetry walk. And you can incorporate all five of these into your nature poetry walk. Imagine that we're going to be going for a walk and you're going to be taking your kids out. And I want you to think about what that feels like. And I want you to create an image in your mind and as if you've already done it. So what it feels like, what the kids are talking about. The first thing that we're going to do is share and discuss poetry. So this can be actually done indoors if before you go outside. And we talking about poetry, talking about the poetry walk. We want to introduce children to some of the nature poetry to get them interested. So we have lots of that in our Circle membership community, talking about the details of what makes good nature poetry for young children. Secondly, so we want to make sure that our bags are packed appropriately. And so we are going to bring the following supplies. We need a notebook or a journal for each child. We need pencils and pens. We need colored pens, markers, or crayons. And if they want to sketch the scene they are writing about, and a phone or a camera or a snap some photos. Those are the supplies. And oftentimes there's two ways to bring the supplies out. You can actually bring them in a cart, or you can have each child carry their own supplies. So again, we're going just for a walk. We're going for this poetry walk. We have a destination already set in our mind of where we're going to be going. And we're going to travel out to the poetry, to our destination, it 2x2. And we're going to kind of travel to different types of places each time we go out. But in this case, we're going to a familiar place. So number one was write poems in a sit spot outdoors. So once you arrive to your destination and your spot, children are going to find sit spots. And that they should try in their spot to really try to be quiet and observing using their five senses. So this might be something we talk about inside before we get outside. What are the five senses? reviewing what they are. And once we get there, all we have to do is, okay, now we're here. Let's observe. Let's listen. Let's see what we can find. One tip for children is to invite them to write down on their pieces of paper, on their notepads, their observations in a chart so that they're actually in a chart writing down everything that they see, so their sight, and everything that they hear, so their hearing, everything that they're touching. And they might not be touching things, but they might touch the grass, things that are around them. What are they smelling? So they might write down what they're smelling and what they're tasting. So that will help them pull those words out for their poetry. So they're going to enjoy the walk and continue on the walk, and they're going to go with the flow. And we're going to maybe have different destinations on the way back in, but there might be another location where children are reciting and acting out poems. So maybe your outdoor classroom has a stage. Maybe your outdoor classroom has a different location. Maybe you put some tarps out to prepare for this walk. So at the end of the walk, we're winding down the walk. We want to pick a place to sit down again and let the children spend some time either writing their poetry or talking about it. So we've did the observations in one spot, we came to another spot, and now we're kind of writing about it and talking about it. That can all be in the same spot if you like, up to you. There's no right or wrong answer around this. This is just, again, seeds of inspiration. And then the other exciting things, which we talked about earlier, is to integrate photography and art. So this is where you can add something more, a more creative flair to your nature poetry experience and your nature walk, where children may enjoy drawing or taking pictures of nature and to reflect a scene depicted in the poem. So again, this can be a very small, short activity. It can be something that you get the inspiration from outdoors and you go back indoors, depending on your time. This is a very simple activity to try. And it may be that you just simply do the senses and you add the photography and the art later. That might be on a second walk. It's up to you. It's up to the age and the stage of your children and anything and where you want to take this activity. So we've integrated poetry and art. The next thing that you might want to think about is creating a poetry tree. And this is where you can actually, the finished product of your students and your children is to create their poem, right? So wouldn't it be wonderful to then go back out on another walk and create a poetry tree? Or if it's on the same walk, they've completed their poems, that they can pick a tree and hang their poetry. That means you need to think in advance where you want to take this activity, how long you want to be outside, and how much time you have allotted to this activity, or if you want to take this activity and break it up into several ideas. Okay, that's my mini episode for today, inspired by episode 95. If you have not listened to that episode, it is epic and incredible. And I hope you can go listen to that and enjoy this one as well. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining us here at the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with anybody who you think would enjoy it and follow us on Instagram. We'd love to continue the conversation. If you want to continue the conversation even deeper, please join us in the Circle community. The purpose of the Circle is to support, guide, and push you as you continually grow and sustain your outdoor classroom by providing the tools to help you set the right goals, then actually follow through in achieving those goals with the support of our amazing community. Each month, 24/7, you get guidance and support from myself. You get to begin your journey with our new member roadmap. You get access to our outdoor teaching bootcamp. You get to interact and learn from guest experts who are on our podcast. They come into our membership and join us to continue the conversations. You get to connect and collaborate during 2 live sessions a month. You get access to all our online workshops and masterclasses. You get to dig deeper with our membership missions each month and you get to become an ambassador of joy for children. I hope you can join us. You get all of this. You get to become a member of our family at Outdoor Classroom. So I hope you can join us. I will share the link in the show notes, and we'll see you later. Come join us.